of LIBOR have severely tarnished confidence and our trust. It has torn the very fabric of our financial system. Today, we need to press the reset button. We need to get back to what this reference rate is supposed to be. We need to restore integrity to a globally important benchmark. And we need to get to a position where individuals act with integrity.
Live to our business reporter, Mark Gregory, is here in the World Briefing studio. So how are they changing the LIBOR system, Mark?
Well, essentially, they've concluded that LIBOR is too embedded in the way the financial system operates to be scrapped completely. So what they're doing is proposing to reform it, but reform it in ways that are designed to restore credibility. So one key change is in the way LIBOR's supervised. In the past, it's been supervised by a kind of banking industry body, the British Bankers Association. That's going to end. Instead, the LIBOR will be run by a kind of government-backed regulator that's at much greater distance from the bank, so maybe expect to do a tougher job. Also, in future, LIBOR will be compiled on the basis of verifiable hard data from the banks based on rates that they've actually paid to borrow money rather than rates they say they've paid, which, of course, it's this element of discretion that's given the banks the ability to game the system. There are also a bunch of other safeguards, most particularly, perhaps, the prospect of new criminal penalties. So cheats, people working within the banks who might be tempted to fiddle the data submitted for LIBOR, will know they will go to prison if they get caught.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for that. That's Mark Gregory, our business reporter. Attention at the UN General Assembly in New York this week has been focused on the international community's failure to settle the crisis in Syria. In a few hours, there'll be another attempt to address this issue with a meeting in New York of the group of countries called the Friends of Syria, including the US, France, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, a country that's taken more than 120,000 Syrian refugees. Ahead of the talks, the Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has been speaking to our Middle East correspondent Jeremy Bowen.
The UN is only as strong as the collective will of the Security Council, and on Syria, the five permanent members of the Council are deeply divided. The split is along Cold War lines. France, Britain and the United States want tough sanctions against Syria's Assad regime, which they say should go. But their resolutions have been blocked by Russia and China. The Russians argue that a sudden power vacuum at the top in Syria could make matters even worse for the population. They also believe they made a mistake allowing a UN resolution last year against the Gaddafi regime in Libya, which the Western powers interpreted as a charter for regime change. Syria's neighbour Turkey is as exposed to the fallout from the war as any country. It has absorbed 120,000 Syrian refugees, 90,000 of whom are in camps. At his country's mission opposite the UN headquarters here, Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu called again for the establishment of safe zones for refugees in northern Syria, which would take a considerable military operation.
If you don't take certain measures or certain steps on time, in the future you will be facing more risks. Unfortunately, since there was no clear message and decisive position of international community at the early stages of the crisis, Syrian regime felt confident to do more and more attacks. Humanitarian access is...
Across the road from here at the UN Security Council, effectively there's paralysis about Syria.
That's right.
Because the big powers can't agree on what to do. How serious a failure is this for the UN?
Yes, it is a very serious failure. And I am afraid maybe after some years, another UN Secretary General may have to go to Syria to apologizing because of this inactivity. UN Security Council should provide a solution.
Ahmet Davutoğlu, the Turkish Foreign Minister, speaking to Jeremy Bowen. Scientists are warning that unless human attitudes change, prospects are grim for our closest relatives in the animal world, the great apes. They say gorillas, bonobos, chimpanzees have all seen huge swathes of their habitats disappear over the past 20 years. The eastern gorilla, the largest living primate, has lost half of its territory. Here's Janet Barry.
It's the first time a survey like this has been carried out across the African continent. The researchers from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in eastern Germany say its findings show African ape populations are under enormous pressure. In two decades, cross-river gorillas, for instance, have seen nearly 60% of their habitat vanish. And other species aren't doing a lot better. Bonobos, once known as pygmy chimpanzees, have a third fewer places to live than in the 1990s. The researchers say there's a good chance now that some of the ape populations we know will disappear entirely in the near future, unless there's a change in human attitudes to the value of ape habitats.
And now back to the main world news. The fall from grace of the Chinese leader Bo Xilai, who's been expelled from the ruling Communist Party. He now faces criminal charges accused of abuse of power, bribe-taking and violating party discipline. Mr. Bo was a candidate for top office until he was caught up in a scandal in which his wife admitted murdering a British businessman. As Viv Marsh of our Asia-Pacific desk now reports, the Bo Xilai affair raises questions about corruption at the highest levels in China.
That the Chinese authorities have thrown the book at Bo Xilai has taken many observers by surprise. Even though he was caught up in a scandal that involved a murder, some had thought his stature and powerful allies might mean he'd be spared serious criminal charges. But the accusations listed by China's official news agency were damning, comprehensive and stretched back more than a decade. And Xinhua said investigators had uncovered clues of other suspected crimes. All this indicates that the Communist Party wants to bury Bo Xilai and his scandals after 7 months of revelations that have destabilised China's transition to a new generation of leaders. But the timing of the announcement, on the eve of a national holiday, raises suspicions that the authorities wanted to bury the announcement too. And Mr. Bo must yet re-emerge for his trial. The Bo Xilai affair raised questions about corruption at the highest levels, and some internet users have already declared that there aren't any clean officials left in China. But the long wait for action against Mr. Bo also conveys the impression that the government is now confident it's done its homework and that it's swept a clear path to the party congress and its leadership change.
More on this story coming up in the next edition of World Briefing at 15 hours GMT. Thanks for listening to this edition of the programme, though, and do stay tuned to the BBC World Service.
BBC.
Everyday things.
I had an old pound note and he said, oh, look at this. I said, would you like to have it? He said, yeah, have it. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you this. He pulled out this Jamaican dollar bill and gave it to me.
Mementos too painful to keep.
It felt like I was having to give away something quite important, but that's what you do when you break up.
All right, you are listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Jay Paul, your host for the morning, back at the controls today. Got a good mix of music coming up for you. We're going to have some Beats Antique, some Radiohead, Little Flaming Lips, some Father John Misty, some dub you probably never heard before. A bunch of good stuff. Get your coffee for your cream, Vancouver. It's the start of the weekend, and this is Friday Sunrise. And you're listening to Feel It All Around by Washed Out.
Oh,
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, you are listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR. And yeah, I heard a bunch of good music there to start off the day. Heard some Washed Out, some Radiohead, some Beats Antique. Yeah, Washed Out and Beats Antique. I got turned on to those guys from a friend of mine. She's been feeling a little blue lately, so yeah. Those ones are for you, sister. Hope you're feeling better. And coming up, we're going to have some Jenny O. Actually, I'm going to play Jenny O next. I saw Jenny O. She's a new artist for me. Went to review a show at the venue, the Father John Misty show. It was a great show. I'll play a little bit of him later and get back to that. But Jenny O, she was opening for the show, and yeah, she's promoting a new album coming out in February called Auto Mechanic. It's follow up to an EP she released a little while ago called Home, and this song, it's called Well Okay Honey, and kind of like it. It's kind of fun. Yeah. I can kind of relate to it, even though I'm not a young girl. It's a good tune. I'm going to play it for you, then I think I'll get to some Godfather's Love, a great local band. They play at the BX, the British Ex Servicemen's Association, with Van Music's Oswaldo Perez, who also is on the morning after show here on Tuesdays for the Indie Pop Festival at the BX. You can check that out every Friday, and check out some great bands there, too. So, yeah, here's some more music for you. Vancouver, CITR 101.9.
I know can't get out of bed. She's trying to take on the world. In her dreams, she crosses her T's and dots her I's. And the skies won't let you get away with it. But it don't matter. Down the window to ask that kid his name. She says he looks pretty cool, but he's just been out in the rain. And she's real good at keeping people out of her mind. When she creates space and she does some lines. And she
matter of fact
for you this time. But it don't matter. In your matter. Getting lost is a favorite thing to do. She's got a price and a tag that comes with you. And she's not talking to you, she's talking to someone like
she's
an old man.
Someone like an old man.
That she wants to kill, she wants to bury deep in the sand. But it don't matter, in your matter.
Thank you.
was walking far from home, where the names were not burned along the wall. Saw a building high as heaven, but the door was so small. Door was so small. I saw rain clouds, little babies, and a bridge that had tumbled to the ground. I saw sinners making music, and I've dreamt of that sound, dreamt of that sound. I was walking far from home, but I carried your letters all the while. I saw lovers in a window, whisper, warn me like time, warn me like time. I saw sickness blooming fruit trees. I saw blood and a bit of it was mine. I saw children in a river, but their lips were still dry, lips were still dry. I was walking far from home, and I found your face mingled in the crowd. Saw a boat full of believers sail off talking too loud, talking too loud. I saw sunlight on the water, saw a bird fall like a hammer from the sky. An old woman on the speed train, she was closing her eyes, closing her eyes. I saw flowers on a hillside, and a millionaire pissing on the lawn. Saw a prisoner take a pistol and sing, join me in song, join me in song. Saw a car crash in the country, where the prayers run like weeds along the road. I saw strangers stealing kisses, giving only their clothes, only their clothes. Saw a white dog chase its tail, and a pair of hearts carved into a stone. I saw kindness and an angel crying, take me back home, take me back home. Saw a highway, saw an ocean. I saw widows in the temple to the Lord, naked dancers in the city. How they spoke for us all, spoke for us all. I saw loaded linen tables and a motherless colt, then it was gone. I saw hungry brothers waiting with a radio on, radio on. I was walking far from home, where the names were not burned along the wall. Saw a wet road form a circle, and it came like a call, came like a call from the Lord.
Friday at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street, where they aim to please with a reliable lineup of bands, buddy hangouts, and songs your new boyfriend hasn't heard of. With DJs Trevor Risk of Ice Cream Social and Christian Flores of Winnie Cooper, as well as photos by the lovely Lindsay of Lindsay's Diet. $3 Fireballs, $3 Pacific Pilsners, come Friday every Friday. It's not just a clever name.
All right, this Friday Sunrise on CITR. So I was at the Biltmore on Tuesday night, checking out a lady named Lisa Bozakovich. Yeah, she's like a folk singer, very well orchestrated. There's going to be a review going up on vanmusic.ca probably this weekend. Been working on it. But yeah, it's a great show. It was really mellow. It was like the first time I'd actually seen the Biltmore Cabaret done up as a cabaret. There was, dance floor was gone. Well, it wasn't gone. They didn't tear it out. There was tables and chairs and candles. It was very cozy. It was really nice. And yeah, it was like 2.5 hours of really, really beautiful music. Stand-up bass, cello, violins, great keys. Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about doing this gig. I get to go check out all this great music. It's the luckiest thing ever. In fact, you should become a friend of CITR. Get your CITR card. Take the DJ training. And perhaps you could get in on all the free kickbacks of shows and good times. It's really worth it, too. CITR is a great place to be. Lots of good peeps, lots of good times. So, yeah, you can always look into that. But, yeah, I'm going to play Lisa Bozakovich for you. I'm going to play just a couple songs. I've been doing a couple double plays today just because. Why not? Yeah, so I'm going to play two of her songs. We're going to hear, I guess, This Is How We Swim, and... And yeah, I think I'll play No Monument. But first, let me let you know about the Godfathers of Love, who you just heard. You just heard two songs from those guys. Fact of the matter,
and You Bring Me Sunshine. Really love that band. Local, great. And you heard two songs from Iron and Wine, two good bands that I really love there. Iron and Wine's great, Walking Far From Home, and Monkeys Uptown. Google those guys. Google's your friend. And download what you like, man. They're good times. But for now, we're going to do Elisa Bozakovic. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Last night, we posted dreams of water so cold, of water so clean. And in my dream, I was so at ease. I was floating, but your dream was a different sort of dream. How your arms were flailing, and when you awoke, you were shaking still. As the feathered ice spread all across the sill, I said, if you let me, oh, I'll warm you. Yes, I will. And I'll show you how it is to swim. Yes, I'll take you right, and we'll roll with the waves, follow the sound our breathing makes. Roll with the waves, follow the sound. Again and again, you do tell me that this is not your time for love. You say there's nothing inside me to give you. So run, 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 run. But I slip into the lake, longing to shed my heavy weight, and I swim right to the sky with no regard for that riptide. And I roll with the waves, follow the sound our breathing makes. Roll with the waves, follow the sound. How to hear you when you say this is not your time for love. For in these arms I find such comfort, and I'd rather swim than run. How can it be the loss of love come to mean much more itself. Leave us clinging to the shore. When you left a hollow place. Doesn't seem to change. No matter how I walk and run, all through the wind and rain, I go on and on and on. Can it be the loss of love?
Ah, you gotta love when you're playing music off the internet. Sorry about that, Lisa Bozakovic. And sorry, I guess we'll just move on to another song. Unfortunately, the internet froze up on me there. Dang it. That's cool. We're going to go to some Flaming Lips for you. Then I'm going to go into some Father John Misty and, play a little bit of him. I saw him at the venue just on Saturday, last Saturday, where he's touring for his new album, Fear Fun. Father John Misty is Joshua Tillman from Fleet Foxes, if you've heard of those guys. I'll play a little bit of those guys, too. He's got a wonderful voice. And, so I'll just move along to him. And I'll start off with the Flaming Lips, just because they closed the show with the Flaming Lips. And it was a wonderful song. They mixed it with Mind Games from John Lennon, and it just... Yeah, it was awesome. So, actually, Google that. I put a video of it up on Facebook if you want to check that out. Father John Misty, Flaming Lips, John Lennon, you'll find it. So, yeah, sit back and enjoy. Put on the headphones, get on the bus, and head to work or school. It's Friday Sunrise on CITR.
That you have the most sword in your dreams at night and feel inspired to assign me up to the front line. We'll give the order, you'll storm the border without me. If they tell you you're a genius but you need some proof, ask anybody on the payroll to go out with you. If they avoid you, then they'll award you definitely. Nobody that's around you seems to get it right. How hard is it to follow just a few guidelines and smile while you do it? If you want a page written about you in the book, but you need a food tester 'cause you curse the cook, I'll take some wine, but you can dine without me. Without me, who would let you play God and make believe that all the blasphemy is coming only from me? Oh, if you're bound for the throne but the king won't die, for her and I can do her, and you'll be ruler without me. You can do it without me.
singing, oh yeah, again and again, right up to the end. Let's just call this what it is. The jealous side of mankind's death wish.
Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise, where you are awesome. It's true. You are. CITR is awesome, and hell, it's Friday Sunrise. It's Friday. That's awesome. It's the weekend. So we just heard some Joshua Tillman from Fleet Foxes with his band Father John Misty. Check out the album Fear Fun, Sub Pop Records. I'm going to find a little Fleet Foxes while I play some next tune, see if I can get that in before the end of the show. But I want to change it up a little bit. I'm going to throw on some dub and some electronic music here. A lot of people send me music, and these are some people from out in Ontario who sent me some stuff. So I'm just gonna play it for you. There's some good stuff on there. I like some good dub, and I like to dance. So you know, I like to pass that stuff along. And if you want to send music out to Friday Sunrise, just send it out to the show, care of CITR at the Student Union Building in UBC, and I'll give it a listen and see what I can do to get it on the radio. But for now, I'm going to play somebody called, a group called Bokozu Soundstem. It's some dub. I'm going to try the song Dub in the Wind. It's a nice mellow tune with the old school Dust in the Wind. It's their latest release. And then I think I'm going to drop another tune of theirs called Ark of the Covenant, which is a little bit more, you'll see. Anyways, check it out. This is Bozoku Soundstem on Friday Sunrise, CITR. there you have it. That was Petite Mal from Castle Drum Records, a tune called Boss Fight. Yeah, that one got sent out to me as well. So check them out. Google them. And heard in their Bakuzu sound stem. A couple guys I used to know from Ontario sent me some good tunes that they've been working on. And threw another tune from Beats Antique in there, a tune called Runaway. Really digging those guys. Saw those guys down at the Live at Squamish Festival just last month. And yeah, good show. Great times at Squamish. But I got to play a couple more ads for you. And there's only about 10 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to see if I can close out on some Fleet Foxes and some Spiritualized. And maybe some Deep Dark Woods. Whatever I can get to here in the wee few minutes that I have left with you. But let me just say goodbye then. Have a lovely weekend, Vancouver. Enjoy it. Live it. Love it. It's over so fast. It's been Friday Sunrise on CITR. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Catch Sparkmaker along with Carpenter and Narrows on September 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. After over 15 years, this much acclaimed and highly influential Vancouver post-hardcore band is reuniting for one night of select songs from two of their most well-regarded albums, Products and Accessories and 500-Watt Burner at 7. Tickets are available at Zulu and Red Cat Records and online at livenation.com.
Hard luck life has gotten down. These blues are driving me out of town.